Joe Biden claims Donald Trump supported an insurrection. By Wendell Hasebo on December 20, 2023. President Joe Biden claimed on Wednesday that former President Donald Trump certainly supported an insurrection on January 6. The Colorado Supreme Court ruled Tuesday in a 4-3 opinion that the United States Constitution's insurrection clause blocks Trump from appearing on the state's presidential ballot, preventing voters from deciding who should become the next president. Trump has not been charged with insurrection, though the court cited the partisan January 6 committee's controversial finding that Trump engaged in insurrection, ignoring the fact the Senate acquitted Trump of the House charges. "Is Trump an insurrectionist, sir?" a reporter asked Biden. Biden mumbled, "I think it's self-evident," he continued. "Whether the 14th Amendment applies, we'll let the court make that decision." But he certainly supported an insurrection, Biden claimed without evidence. "No question about it. None. Zero." And he seems to be doubling down, Biden concluded. Biden, "Whether the 14th Amendment applies, we'll let the court make that decision." pic.twitter.com/ip93re. Okay. RNC Research, Etrank Research, December 20, 2023. Breitbart News's Bradley J. reported Tuesday. The court's unilateral determination that Trump engaged in insurrection comes despite Trump having never been convicted of that or any other crime, or even charged in court with the crime of insurrection. He was acquitted by the U.S. Senate of charges of engaging in insurrection and continues to deny wrongdoing. In support of its legal assertion, the court cites the U.S. House January 6 Select Committee, notwithstanding that Trump was acquitted of the House's charges in the Senate. Trump's campaign spokesman, Stephen Cheung, issued a statement condemning the court's ruling as election interference. Unsurprisingly, the all-Democrat-appointed Colorado Supreme Court has ruled against President Trump, supporting a Soros-funded, left-wing group's scheme to interfere in an election on behalf of crooked Joe Biden by removing President Trump's name from the ballot and eliminating the rights of Colorado voters to vote for the candidate of their choice. Democrat Party leaders are in a state of paranoia over the growing dominant lead President Trump has amassed in the polls. They have lost faith in the failed Biden presidency and are now doing everything they can to stop the American voters from throwing them out of office next November. The Colorado Supreme Court issued a completely flawed decision tonight, and we will swiftly file an appeal to the United States Supreme Court and a concurrent request for a stay of this deeply undemocratic decision. We have full confidence that the Supreme Court will quickly rule in our favor and finally put an end to these un-American lawsuits. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.